At the beginning of this year, energy analysts say consumers in the United States were paying $600 million a day to fuel their vehicles. Today, they're paying around $1 billion a day. That's still better than the $1.5 billion a day they were paying nearly a year ago, when the price of oil was around $147 a barrel. But many people are worried that the price may return to that level in the weeks ahead. Economist and energy analyst Ken Medlock at Rice University's Baker Institute believes that is unlikely. He says prices have been going up in part because market traders are overreacting to any sign of increased demand.
The International Energy Agency last week issued a report that it projected 2009 demand to be down by 2.47 million barrels a day rather than 2.56. The oil market rallied by something on the order of $2 when that news hit the wires.
Medlock says much of the price rise has been caused by the U.S. dollar's slide in value. Crude oil prices on the world market are set in dollars. Medlock says the fundamentals in the market do not justify much more of an increase in oil prices.
There is a lot of supply that's being withheld from the market. OPEC spare capacity is very high right now. Demand has not recovered. It is still down, and yet we've seen price rise by $20 to $25 in the past couple of months.
What could be a problem, Medlock says, is inflation, which would weaken the dollar further and cause the price of oil to go much higher, just as the economy is struggling to improve.
I think that's a really important one to watch, especially in light of the massive amount of spending that's been done by the U.S. government, because at the end of the day, absent some really radical adjustment by the Fed, I think that's going to have to be inflationary. That does not bode well for the strength of the dollar in international currency markets or the price of oil.
Production cutbacks by the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries have helped move the crude price higher, according to Ken Medlock, but the Rice University economist says demand remains much lower than it was a year ago. As for predictions that there may be oil shortages ahead, Medlock is skeptical. But even if there is a crunch, he says the United States can deal with it as it has in the past.
One thing that we've learned through the history of humankind is that we're very innovative when we need to be. That's something that's happened since the first and second oil price shocks in the 70s and early 80s, is we've actually become much more productive from a given quantity of oil. And I think that will continue to happen, both through efficiency gains and just simple innovation.
Medlock and other energy analysts note that Americans are not driving as much as they did last year at this time, keeping demand for fuel in check. They say it may be some time before the worldwide economy has revived enough to push up demand and thereby drive another spike in energy prices. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.